Blog Talk Radio.
I don't want to play your stupid games, but I don't want to walk away, cause I want to stay. But you better remember this one thing, I like you. This is what you put me through. Through all the games and the tricks you play, anything like you. Sometimes it's not always as it seems, cause I went through misery. Oh, you jumped me through the mud and then we said we're done, but you better remember this one thing, I like you. Especially what you put me through. Anything like you. I ain't like you. No, I ain't. No, I ain't like you. I ain't like you. Baby, what you put me through. Anything like you.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of What Goes with Murph. Today on the show, we've got super talented singer-songwriter Lauren Brook joining us. Me and Craig both saw Lauren perform and got to briefly meet her at the Web Awards back in June. So this is the first time, at least I've gotten to physically speak with her since then. So we'll talk to Lauren about her career, music, and anything she's working on that she can talk about. And I've also got as I just mentioned, my buddy Craig with me. Hey, Craig.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, man. I'm ready to get this show on the road, as they say, you know?
Let's get started.
All right. And with that being said, let's welcome the incredibly talented Miss Lauren Brook to the show. Hey, Lauren, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for doing this today.
Thank you guys so much for having me. I'm so excited to be a part of this.
Yeah, it's an honor, Lauren.
As I said in the intro, this is the first time that we've actually spoken since I met you at a Web Awards back in June.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so great to be able to do this and to interact.
As I said earlier, we were talking off air, when you performed at the awards back in June, I was there with my mom and some more of my family, but me and mom looked at each other. We're like, this girl is so good.
Thank you so much. It was so awesome to be a part of the WABA Awards and perform there and be able to meet you guys.
I was fascinated with your talent, Lauren. As soon as I met you, you have a tremendous career ahead of you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. You guys are awesome.
I agree completely, Craig. It's going to be a long career. I agree totally. But, I like to start out pretty much every interview with the same question or two. I just I tell the listeners how you got into music in the first place.
Well, I started singing when I was 9, and I had tried everything. Like, I had tried cheerleading, dance, and all kinds of things, and I just wasn't really into all that stuff. And so one day, my school put out that they were having a school talent show, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to sing. And so I did sing, and my mom and I decided to put me in vocal lessons, and so from there it just kind of took off.
That's awesome. Now, did you have anything for her, Craig?
You mean questions?
Yeah.
Yes. I wanted to ask you, Lauren, do you see yourself within the next few months playing shows within Nashville? Or will you be basically just a high school student?
Well, I still see myself, being able to play my music while getting my school done. I totally want to keep up my music career and keep that going. So I definitely see myself doing shows within the next 2 months while keeping my studies up.
That's quite a bit of talent.
That kind of leads me to my next question. Other than music, what are your other interests what are you looking to do? Is college in the cards or anything for you right now?
Yes, absolutely. I'm actually looking to go to college at NYU, so I'm really focusing on school right now because I really want to go to NYU, but I'm also focusing on my music as well because I do want to go to college for music, so absolutely.
Yeah, I have to stop you there, Cody, and the reason being is NYU is Lauren knows from our communications. NYU is my alma mater.
Yes.
So,
that's awesome, dude.
It's September, so I was going to say, oh, my God, I have to get together with you when I'm in the city for work at some point.
Uh-huh.
I'm in high school now.
That's awesome. I've seen a bunch of your cover videos on YouTube, and you, my friend, are not just a country singer, are you? You can anything at this point.
Yeah, I'm pop, rock, alternative, and R&B soul. I'm like a mix between all those. I kind of grew up listening to pop, so I'm really drawn to that kind of music.
That's awesome. Now, I know you said I grew up listening to pop. Who are some of your influences in music?
Some of my influences in music are people like Demi Lovato, Shawn Mendes, Rihanna. I really like those three because their music they're completely different. And they're really artistic in what they do.
That's awesome. Now, I'm going to tell on myself for just a second. My passion is, well, the music is my passion, but specifically country music. But I will tell you this. If you flip through my phone right now, my music tastes range from, oh my God, you need to hear this, to, yeah, please don't judge me for this one. I'll give you a prime example. I'll be listening to a George Strait 1 minute, and the next minute it'll flip over to like Eminem or something. So
absolutely,
it's crazy. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say that it's crazy how all music are different, especially like rap and country. Like there's a huge difference between that. And I'm noticing that pop is kind of like, if you listen to the radio, like pop radio, it's really a melting pot because they include rap, R&B, soul, and pop. So it's and rock. So it's kind of like a melting pot.
Forgive me, the only contemporary music I like today is country. That melting pot you just said, I'm sorry. I rather would stay to the country pot.
I don't know if you've heard this song or not, but like you said about the melting pot, there's a country song out there called Old School Groove, and it's got this kind of like 60s kind of Motown kind of feel to it. It's great.
Yeah.
It's so great. I mean, it's by Joe Smith. She's kind of new-ish on the scene. So, I looked it up. It's called Old School Groove. I'm pretty sure you'll probably dig it. So.
That's awesome.
I did have some kind of fun type get to know you kind of questions if you're okay with it.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Now I'm gonna throw a scenario at you.
Okay.
I had a professor in college who loved scenarios. Like every class period, he'd give us a scenario to kind of throw us off our game a little bit. So I'm going to toss a scenario at you right now.
Okay.
You're stranded on a deserted island and can only take 3 items with you. What are you taking?
Oh, gosh. That's a good question. Okay. Number one, I would probably take my phone. I don't know why. My phone. A fishing rod. And maybe like a knife or something.
I agree. Once you catch fish, you got to be able to kill them to eat them. The knife's the best way.
Yeah,
that's pretty practical. You know, you wouldn't believe some of the answers we've gotten to that question. You would not believe it. It's some of them are crazy and some of them are practical. But that was pretty practical right there. Okay. I think we've already covered this, but if you weren't in the music industry, what field would you like to go into if you weren't in the music industry?
I would definitely say, yikes, I would probably say makeup, because I love doing makeup, so I'd probably be like a makeup artist or something.
Awesome.
If you become a makeup artist and I decide to go into acting and quit my job, you're the first one I'm going to call.
All right.
That's awesome. This next question is probably one of my favorite questions to ask because if you haven't noticed already, my interview style is kind of I talk a little bit about music, but then kind of get to know the artist more as a person. So this next question kind of dives more into that. When your career takes off and you're winning major award after major award, which is going to happen for you, mm-hmm. There's not a doubt in my mind it's going to happen. What's the one thing that you want to be remembered for as an artist?
Ooh, I haven't really thought about that. That's a really good question. I would definitely say I want to be remembered as somebody who sounds like nobody else, who's very artistic. It's kind of like that voice on the radio where you know specifically whose voice it is. I definitely want to be known for that.
Awesome.
That's pretty distinguishable.
Along those same lines, being the a creative person that you are, what inspires or motivates you?
Definitely, I get inspiration a lot from the radio. I love to listen to the radio. I love listening to music and observing new songs and stuff like that. So I would say my inspiration probably comes from other music, definitely.
Awesome. this is a fun one that hadn't pulled out in a while. So if you can meet anybody, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
Oh, goodness. Okay, I would probably say Shawn Mendes because, oh, my gosh, he is so amazing. I love his album, Illuminate. It's amazing. I don't know. He's so artistic and stuff, so it would be really cool to meet somebody like him because he actually got discovered at 14, which is how old I am. So it would be really cool to meet him.
Awesome. I know now it seems like pretty much everybody in this entire world is on social media because social media is so prevalent in our daily lives. But how has social media affected your career this far?
Oh, my goodness. It feels like my whole career is based off of social media because I have so many different fans from different countries and stuff like that. So it's really cool to go and look at the algorithm and see where my fans are from. Sometimes, like the other day, I got a comment and somebody says, hi, from Japan. So it's really cool to see, you know, where my fans and stuff are from. So it's affected it majorly, I would say, because if it wasn't for social media, I feel like my music wouldn't be able to be put out there as much as it is.
Now, of course, I'm a pretty big social media guy myself. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
I was going to say, well, Lauren, would you be interested one day in traveling to perform abroad in countries such as Japan?
What was that?
Do you see yourself down the road performing abroad in countries such as Japan?
Oh, you know, I don't know. That's a good question.
But, you know,
it would be awesome.
You know, and along this a social media thing. I'm pretty much on every social media platform you can think of. Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, which I never use Snapchat. I mean, I'm just on there just to see what my friends are doing. But still, yeah, I understand it. It's like you said, I'll get a tweet from somebody, like I'm just making this up, in England, and I'll be like, really? Did they just really tweet me? Holy crap, you know? But I get it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I understand it completely.
Yes, absolutely. Social media, I feel like, has made a big impact in musicians this day and time.
You know, and I don't know if you'll agree with this or not, but I think it may be easier now for people to be noticed in the music world than it was, say 15 or 20 years ago, before social media. I think it's easier now.
I absolutely agree with that, because I was thinking about that concept. And I was like, you know, before social media, people had to travel, and they had to perform places and hope somebody was sitting in the audience and recognize them. So I completely agree with that.
Yeah. You know, it seems like social media is taking everything up a notch, if that makes any sense.
It has. It really has.
Turning to your music for a second, what are you currently working on? Are you working on an album, EP, or what's going on in your world?
Well, I still try to write as much as I can. I learn a lot of new covers. I'm trying to learn some new covers. I'm currently not working on an album or an EP, but hoping that sometime in the future, I would definitely work on an EP or an album. I would love to do that. So basically just working on covers, mostly.
That's awesome. Now, I'm going to tell you this, and I totally mean it. If there's anything that we can ever do for you on the show, I don't ever hesitate to reach out, okay?
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. You guys are awesome.
Yes. hope to see you, in the next few months last year performing when I come to Nashville, Lauren. I definitely would love to see you on the big screen.
Absolutely, that would be awesome.
I should say big stage. Well, I'll settle for any stage as long as
Lauren. You know, I always feel like if you guys take 25 or 30 minutes out of your day to come on and do this little fan created show, which is really all I am. I'm a fan of you guys. That's really all I am. But I feel like if y'all take that time to do this, I feel like it's basically my job to help promote anything that you guys do.
Thank you so much. I feel like as a musician, it's little things like this that help so much. And in reality, it's really big for us because you know, I haven't done an interview in a long time, so I can't thank you enough for having me on here.
Absolutely, and I also feel like that if this little radio show can be a stepping stone for an artist to that next gig or that next interview, I feel like I've done my job.
Absolutely. You definitely have, because when I do things like this, one more person hears me and I gain more fans. So I can't thank you enough for having me on here.
You know, and I have a ton of respect for you guys and what you guys do as independent artists.
We really appreciate your support, because it's hard as an independent artist to make music and promote yourself, but it's things like this that really help us out a lot.
I've been a music fan my entire life. I can actually play a little bit of guitar. I'm relearning the thing after 15 years away from it. I'm relearning it. It's going pretty well, but like I said, I've been a big music fan my entire life, and I used to think naively that breaking into music was fairly easy. It's probably the toughest job in the world.
It really is. And actually, that's funny you say that, because before I knew anything about how industry works, I remember thinking the same thing, like, oh, you know, they sing and they post videos and they just automatically go viral.
Mm-hmm.
But it's extremely difficult to get anything to go viral.
It really is. I could completely. And we have yet to have anything go viral on the show. So that's, and I'm not looking for that to happen, but if it does, it does, you know, so.
Absolutely.
Yes. I wanted to ask you, who are your favorite artists, country artists today?
Oh, I don't really know. I don't know.
Who are your favorite artists in general? The ones you mentioned at the beginning of the show? Like Shawn Mendes?
Absolutely. Yeah, Shawn Mendes is definitely one of my favorite artists. I love Demi Lovato. I also like Ariana Grande. I love Ariana Grande.
That's awesome.
Oh.
Here's a fun question that I haven't asked them all. I think I've got this one and probably one more, and then we'll wrap things up. What is the best advice you've ever been given?
The best advice I've ever been given. Okay. I can answer this one for sure. To be yourself and be who you want to be, because being who you want to be is really important. And if you're not who you want to be, you're not happy. So definitely being who you want to be has been really important to me.
Awesome. This is probably the last question I've got, unless Craig's got something else. But this is courtesy of my friends over at CM Chat. They're a music blog kind of thing. So if you could pick one celebrity to narrate a story of your life, who would it be?
Ooh, that's an awesome question. That is a good question. I would say, I'd say probably Shawn Mendes, because his songs go from being really a beat to really slow and stuff, so I would definitely say Shawn Mendes.
That's awesome. For me, it would be Morgan Freeman, because let's face it, Morgan Freeman makes pretty much everything exponentially more epic. Let's just face it.
Yes.
been taking some
Well, 30 minutes kind of flew by, didn't y'all?
It really did.
I wanted to ask one question. And what other venues would you What venues would you be interested in playing at in the future?
I would say, if I'm correct, I think it's called the Staples Center in Cali. I would definitely want to play that. Yeah, definitely the Staples Center.
I can see you playing it.
Yeah. Me too. I'd settle for the Bridgestone Arena.
Seriously, I can see you playing it, you know.
You could sing the national anthem before the Lakers game.
Absolutely.
Hey, thank you for doing this today. It's been so much fun.
It has been so much fun. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. And I'll say it again, if there's ever anything that you need from us on the show, whether it's a promotion for a new song, I don't care what it is, don't ever hesitate to reach out to us.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
And you've got a open invitation back to this show anytime.
Thank you so much.
I think I'm gonna let you go, but it was great catching up with you again when we first met briefly back in June. It was great catching up with you again.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. It's been an awesome time getting to do this.
Oh, absolutely. So I think I'm gonna let you go, but before I do, do you want to give a fans do you want to give fans a link to where they can find you on social media?
Absolutely. You guys can follow me on Instagram at Lauren Brooke Sings. You can add me on Snapchat at I Am Lauren Brooke, or you can look at my website, laurenbrookcountry.com, or you can follow me on Facebook at Lauren Brooke Sings.
Awesome. So I'm gonna let you go, but again, I thank you for taking about 30 minutes out of your day to come on and do this.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you again, Lauren. It's great.
Thank you, guys.
I'll talk to you later, Lauren, okay?
All right. Bye.
Bye. She's adorable. She is so adorable.
She's really sweet.
She is just so adorable. It's just. We've had kind of a hectic week with the show yesterday and the show today. So
we have 2 weeks, I think, in October where we have actually one in November too, where we have 3 interviews. Back to back, Monday through Wednesday.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting, to be honest with you. That's going to be interesting. So I think I'm going to let you go, too, buddy. But before I do, don't we have Gabby Patrice next week?
Yes, we have her on September 5th.
That's what I thought. Next Tuesday at 5:30 Eastern. So, I'll talk to you later, buddy, okay?
Talk to you later. Have a great Labor Day weekend.
All right, man, you too. See ya.
See ya.
Well, hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely and adorable Miss Lauren Brooke. As Craig said earlier, and we both mentioned, next Tuesday, September 5th at 5:30 Eastern, 4:30 Central, we have singer songwriter Debbie Patrice joining us, and I'm working on something for September 12th, which as soon as I get a confirmation on this, I will let you guys know. But September 19th too, we have joining us again. We have a singer songwriter Megan Golden. Megan is a dear friend of ours and a dear friend of the show. So I can't wait to talk with Megan again. It's been probably way too long since I've physically spoken to Megan. So I think with that, I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.